very good evening and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Tuttiot. I'm with you until 6pm this evening, playing you some of the greatest Eurovision tunes, as well as keeping you updated with the latest goings on for Eurovision 2016 from Stockholm, Sweden. We are going to start this week's show from an entry that was decided on Thursday night. This is the German entry, and this is Jamie Lee with Ghost.
The story of us, is it already told? Let's tear the book apart, start to rewrite it all. We're already gone, but still in this together, like a dragon to its gold. We're still holding on. Our life won't wait for us to live. We don't need a lifetime to figure out what we miss. The love we
there we go. That's Germany 2016. That is Jamie Lee with Ghost. And yes, that storm to victory at the German National Song Contest, which was called Unser Lied für Stockholm. So our song for Stockholm. And so Jamie Lee won The Voice in Germany. So she's very well known, and she's a fantastic singer, I must admit. She's got great stage presence. I'm not so sure of the song, if I'm honest. It's a bit melodic, but and I'm afraid it probably won't stand out. So the staging has to be elaborate for that to do so, but we'll see. I don't think it's a win for Germany this year at all. But stranger things have happened. Just look at Azerbaijan 2011. Anyways, but we're going to move on in chronologic order. And Friday night was the UK national final, Eurovision You Decide. Yes, it was hosted by Mel Goodrich, and she's one half of Mel and Sue, and hostess of the Great British Bake Off. And some fantastic acts were at hand to give us a great show on BBC 4 last Friday at 7:30. We had Bianca, Darlene, Dulcimer, Carl William Lund, Matthew James, who all did very well, but our winners and the United Kingdom Eurovision entry for 2016. We're going to hear right away. It's Joe and Jake with You're Not Alone.
Heartbeat, when you're not around, it's beating slow. And it's something that I've never known. Oh, oh, I'll be the answer you've been waiting for. I'll be the truth that you've been looking for. Oh, oh, you're not alone. We're in this together. All that you want is right here for. And they don't need to know. Oh, oh, oh. And they don't need to know.
There we are, that's Joe and Jake with You're Not Alone, UK 2016. Now, I think that's a very, very respectable song for us to send to the Eurovision Song Contest. It's not offensive at all, it's very catchy, and it's very current, and it's very British in its sound, I feel, too. I do think that we won't win. I don't think we will win with that, but doesn't mean to say that we can't get a fairly decent result. I'm predicting between 10th and 20th. It's somewhere around there. I expect mid-tabling. But I'm quite happy with that. No, I really, really am. And I think the BBC really did make an effort on Friday. And I think we can be very happy as Eurovision fans, and even if you're not a Eurovision fan, a casual Eurovision fan, that we're going to be able to take things a little bit more seriously in the years to come. And we'll keep an eye on all of that progress in the years to come here on the Eurovision Showcase. Now, if you don't follow us yet, then please do on Twitter at ESC Showcase. And also you can like our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase, or just type in the Eurovision Showcase on your Facebook search engine. Yes, and also, if you don't fancy doing social networking, because I can imagine that not many people of you, some of you may not, and I don't blame you for various reasons I shall not go into now, but you can email us, tutsexperience@hotmail.com, okay? tutsexperience@hotmail.com. That's my personal podcast email address, but you can use that for this too. So any song you'd like, dedication, whatever, I'll be more than happy to play it. Now, the next song we're going to hear is an Icelandic entry from the 90s. This chap didn't do particularly well. I think he only came about 14th, 15th, but it's one of my favourite Eurovision ballads. And I don't know, something about this performance makes me think he looks so Icelandic that you know, you could tell it's an Icelandic Eurovision entry. But I just personally really like this song in Icelandic or in English, and I'm going to show you the English version. So this is Iceland 1995. This is Bo Halldorsson with If It's Gonna End in Heartache.
If it's gonna end in heartache, let the heartache wait a while. If it's gonna end in tears, then let's take years to love and smile. If it's gonna end in heartbreak, and it always seems to end that way, yeah. If it's gonna end, please don't let it end. Oh, I know it should be over, but I just can't let you go. And the longer that I leave it, the more the pain will grow. But I can't face life without you, and I wouldn't want to try. We go to well together. It's gonna end in heartache, let the heartache wait a while. If it's gonna end in tears, then let's take years to love and smile. If it's gonna end in heartbreak, and it always seems to end that way, yeah. If it's gonna end,
please don't let it end today.
Please don't let it end. If it's gonna end today.
lovely Bo Haldorsen, Iceland 1995, If It's Gonna End in Heartache. Now, our next segment is Live and Kicking! Yes, it's Live and Kicking, and wow, what an awesome tune that is. Oh, it really makes me feel very, very young. Well, at this point in the show, I play you a live rendition of a Eurovision song live from the stage. Yes, and this week we're going to hear Slovakia, 1998. Now, sadly, this woman only got 8 points. Poor Slovakia, only 8 points, yes, from Croatia, of all places, and... Not that that's a bad thing. At least they didn't get nil point, which Switzerland did in 1998. Just for a crazy fact for you there. Yes, so, and it's loved by Eurovision fans the world over. And why not? Because it's a beautiful, beautiful ballad once again. It's from Katrina Haspova with Molitba, which means prayer in English. So this is Slovakia, 1998. With commentary from the late, great Sir Terry Wogan.
Slovakia is next. And jewellery is the theme. Most of the jewellery made in Britain today is produced in Birmingham's Jewellery Quarter. Well worth a visit if you're here. This is an original jewellery workshop preserved as a working museum. Now, Katarina Hasprova, a handsome woman, will be singing the Slovakian entry, which was written by Gabriel Dušik and Anna Weperjofa. It's called A Prayer. There's been a jewellery school in Victoria Street in Birmingham for over 100 years. Refurbished in 1994, first purpose-built school of jewellery in Europe for over 20 years. Incidentally, this year's Eurovision trophy was made by a student of the school, Alonkarat Unyawong. There she is, seen here in action, putting the finishing touches to the enamel Slovakian flag. Slovakia it is then, the conductor... Vladimir Valovich. Good man yourself, Vladimir. The grand smile. Give it some welly now on behalf of Slovakia. A prayer.
Láska sa stráca, mám strach, ako prežiť bez spoločných snov. Túžim sa vrátiť, zastaviť čas. Veriť smutku, že utečie s tmou. Odchádzaš preč a dúfa, že nájdeš ten svet, ktorý láka ťa leskom a slávou. Vzdávaš sa nás a popieraš lásku, tak choď, bež si rýchlo bez zbytočných klamstiev a falošných slov. Zostal si sám a viem, že sa blíži ten deň, keď sa vrátiš, ja viem, ten deň príde. Čakám ťa, poď, spolu zaženime smutok, chcem lásku a váše, chcem oddanosť nehu, chcem všetko, čo nás. Zostal si sám a viem, že sa blíži ten deň, keď sa vrátiš, ja viem, ten deň príde. Čakám ťa, poď, spolu zažeňme smutok, chcem lásku a vášeň, chcem oddanosť dnehu, chcem všetko, čo mám.
I don't think we've seen a winner yet, but that may well be the best of the Eastern European entries. That's Katarina Hasprova from Slovakia.
Hi, I'm Neve Kavner, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
You dream, be wealth, what you say, until the cogwheel's out of control to burst out of place. No time to breathe, don't ever turn to waste.
Bring on the night, seize every drop of life away.
Slice a tasty arrow from a strand in future.
Avantasia there with Mystery of a Blood Red Rose, that came third in the German national final on Thursday night. Yes. Now, later on in the show, I will be playing the first play of the Moldovan entry, the Hungarian entry, the Finnish entry, and the Slovenian entry. Later on tonight, we will find out who will be representing Latvia at their national final called Supernova. And you can watch it live via Eurovision.tv, where they have a live feed to LTV's show on Premier Television on a Sunday night, of course. So, anyways, we're going to hear now the Norwegian entry that was picked last night. A fantastic song it is too, from Melody Grand Prix. And this is Agnetha with Icebreaker. Now, this is a very, very contemporary song. I think it may do quite well. And straight after this, we'll have this week's edition of the news.
Every night before I sleep, a shiver down my spine. Thoughts alive, what can I do to make you listen? Like a northern light, you're dancing over every borderline, passing every sign between reality.
It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news for Sunday, the 28th of February. Now, as the show progresses, we will be talking about the songs that actually qualified and won the national finals last night. But we will find out now the results from semi-final results. Now, the fourth and last semi-final of Melody Festival in 2016 took place, and two of the seven artists went direct to the final in Stockholm, which is Molly Sandén and also Franz. And two participants placing third and fourth, hence qualifying for Anders Franzen's second chance round, which was Dolly Style and Penetoz. But in a shocking position, Linda Bellersing's Killer Girl song came last in seventh place. I can't believe that, to be honest. Now, the Serbian state broadcaster IRTS has informed the Croatian website Eurosong.hr that an announcement will be made regarding Eurovision 2016 in the next 10 days. The Serbian national broadcaster has not made any announcements so far about the song, singer or selection process for Eurovision 2016, but it is assumed that RTS have opted for an internal selection for this year's contest in Stockholm. And Serbia are currently the only country that hasn't revealed any details about their participation. Just under 1.9 million votes were cast in Thursday night's German Eurovision selection process, Unser Lied für Stockholm. Last night of the show on Thursday night was viewed by 4.47 million people, which is the largest viewing figures for a German selection process since 2010. And finally, round 8 has been concluded in Lithuania and 8 acts have advanced to the semi-final scheduled for next Saturday, and Donny Montell received the biggest support in tonight's show. Sorry, Saturday night show. Oh my goodness me, my tongue's everywhere. Well, that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I am Kieran Tussius and you're listening to Forest FM.
Feel the music with Forest FM.
Yes, okay, and the next song is the Moldovan entry that was decided last night. I think it was the first song to be decided last night. Moldova decided their entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest yesterday. 16 artists that qualified from previous two semi-finals performed on the final on Saturday night called O Melody Petru Europa 2016. And the winner was decided for 50% juries and public televote. And the jury is made of 11 members of the Moldovan culture, arts and musical industries. And the winner of the Moldovan national final and secured her place to Stockholm is Lydia Isaac with Falling Stars. And wow, this quite shocked me actually. It's very, very good for a Moldovan entry. Not that I'm disgruntling, you know, and it's thinking that Moldova don't have good entries. They do sometimes. And this time they really have done. Enjoy this one.
Lost in time, you're miles away. I try to speak and make a sound. The dark surrounds me when you're gone. The dream we had disappeared. Still I believe I'm holding on. I didn't mean to let you go. We could be the greatest
the sky is turning.
Sunstroke Project with Oyla Toyla, if I remember rightly. Yes, I think so. We've Run Away. That was Moldova 2010. Oh, what a great tune with an epic sax guy, as we all remember. And before that, we had this year's Moldovan entry, Lydia Isaac. Oh, yeah. Lydia Isaac with Falling Stars. Great stuff. Okay, now we're heading over to another entry for 2016, decided last night. In a shock surprise, I did not expect this to win UMK in Finland, but Sanja wins Finland's national final selection ticket to go to Stockholm. And her song is called Sing It Away. So Finland 2016 from Sanja, it's called Sing It Away.
Please believe me when I say there's nothing harder than the strife. When heavy waters try to break you, you will be singing for life. When you feel like your world is falling down and darkness has taken your side,
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian, and I'm from Australia, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I don't want to lose control, but I'm falling, falling down.
I've got the static emotions that I cannot describe to you. My world is tumbling down. What am I gonna do? Can't deny it. What am I going through? Can't fight it. Can't fight it now. I'm looking for the truth.
I just can't believe
We are Wall, those people, Lose Control, Finland 2009. Before that, we had Sanja, who's representing Finland at this year's Eurovision Song Contest with Sing It Away. Okay, the next entry for 2016 we're going to hear is the Hungarian version, Hungarian song, okay? Now, Hungary have decided their artist that will do the honour of representing the country in Stockholm in May, and the winner was chosen from a combination of jury voting in the first half of the show, where they voted for four songs and artists to progress into the super final, and then the Hungarian public had the sole responsibility in deciding who they wanted to represent Hungary at the Eurovision Song Contest. Voting by the public was decided by a combination of SMS, app, and online voting. And we had Freddy, Giorgio, Kelly Saunders Band, and Prechuska in the super final. And Freddy came out on top. The conclusion of the public televote was Freddy with Pioneer, and won the right to represent Hungary at the forthcoming Eurovision Song Contest in Sweden. Hungary will compete in the first half of the first semi-final on Tuesday the 10th of May. Okay. Righty ho. So let's hear the Hungarian entry for 2016. This is Freddy with Pioneer.
When you need to run away from what other people say, your enemy might be your own mind. A smile, a hug, a little praise you haven't received for days. For long you feel mistreated in a world where the poems sound fake and a love is replaced by no fear. A million hearts of a million people be proud you were born to be real. There's no more products to sell. Everyone will cast their own spell. A million hearts of a million people be proud you were born to be a real.
You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on 92.3 Forest FM with Kieran Tussiot.
Mikor a sok csillag átkacsint a holdnak, egy sürgős üzenet száll át Európán. Ilyenkor összejön sok város trubadúrja, TV, rádió, hang.
cesar. Dublin, Oslo, Paris, Copenhagen, Igaz, Éter, Álava. Cellót hallgat London, Budapest, Prága, Berlin, Róma, Szarajevo. Fortuna, szép szerencse asszonya, Berdics néhány költ a sorsunk gyerekén. Fortuna, mondd, hogy létezik még csoda, az időm lejár, ne mondd, hogy várjam még. Mit hoz a holnap, talán semmit, talán mindent. Fiatalból öreg lesz, és ez így van jó. De amíg élsz a fönn, hinned kell valami szépet, jó. Sorsunk kerekén. Fortuna, szép szerencse asszonya, Berdics néhány kört a sorsunk kerekén. Fortuna, mondd, hogy létezik még csoda, az időm lejár, nem mondd, hogy várjam.
Jan Dialusa, who was the Hungarian entry to the 96 Eurovision Song Contest that never was. There was that awkward, weird pre-selection round, which Germany didn't even qualify from, yes. Which ended up making the big six, or the big five at least, because of Italy, etc. But Denmark didn't qualify that year, neither did Israel, neither did Russia. Macedonia couldn't have debuted that year, and Hungary never even qualified too. But anyway, so that's Guillaume Delusa with Fortuna, which is a Hungarian entry to the Eurovision that never was. Oh dear. Okay, and our final song for Eurovision 2016 for today's show, selected from last night, is the Slovenian entry, which won the National Song Contest in Slovenia, called EMA or IMA 2016. And it's called it's from Manuela, and it's called Red and Blue. This is a good tune. No doubt, I'm sure you'll enjoy this.
Blue and red, like I'm watching you and me. Every little thing you said led me to fall in love with you. Then you tried to fix me and I wasn't strong, but you were not a composer. I'm not your song. Pretty cold days and stormy weather. Touching me no more. I'm okay, I'm fine.
Well, that was the first ever Slovenian Eurovision entry from 1993. There was the Times One band with Tanjeva Stan. There you go. Right, well, that brings us to the end of the show, I'm afraid. Now, I'm afraid there's so much news I haven't managed to fit in this week, guys. So if you want the latest news, go to escbuzz.com. That's escbuzz.com. Alternatively, go to eurovoir.com, escextra.com, eurovisionisland.com. They are all there. Now, if you want to keep in contact with the show, follow us on Twitter at escshowcase on Twitter, and also like our page, The Eurovision Showcase. I hope to see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. live, only here on 92.3 Forest FM. Au revoir!